From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. In the northern tip of New Hampshire, near the White Mountains, people go out at night in search of moose. Usually the tourists do this in big white buses with big spotlights on top. Animals tend to freeze up in the glare of a light. And that's why during hunting season, now on to December, it's illegal to use the lights in the woods, except for the moose watchers in one New Hampshire county. The state legislature amended the rule for Coos County in hopes of helping out with tourism there. Norman Charest in the town of Berlin operates Northern Forest Tours.
We go out 7 nights a week. We board the buses. The buses are 24 passenger buses equipped with built-in and closed-circuit television. So we have a television camera on board as well as a monitor. We do have some video showing moose in the wild for the trip back. What we do is we go in the moose's natural habitat, which are wetlands. They love bogs. They love wetland areas. Their primary diet in the summertime is aquatic plants.
You're driving the bus. Are you talking to the tourists on the way?
No, we have a driver and a naturalist. It's a full-time job driving, and it's a full-time job speaking to the folks, explaining the different habits. We also give them a history of the area. We speak about the geological features of the area. We're soon to embark upon the foliage period, so we explain the various colors, what species of trees would display certain colors. So there's more to it than just looking at moose. Moose, you might say, is the carrot to the whole experience.
Right. So you find the moose, you stop the bus, and then what happens?
Oh, well, usually I often refer to the dynamics of when we spot a moose and the people spot the moose as the same occurrence as when you go to a rock concert and the lights are dim. The people start screaming. They're just so excited about seeing these animals. After we quiet them down, we'll open the door and let them out of the bus. Most people have cameras, etc., and they'll shoot pictures at their leisure. Quite often, these animals are as close as 25 to 30 feet. They're of tremendous size. We have moose here that weigh, anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 pounds.
Is it continually fascinating for you to encounter these large animals every night?
Absolutely.
Why is that?
Some evenings you look at them and say, "What a beautiful animal," and the next night, to yourself, you mumble that, "God, it's an ugly creature." So it's almost a love-hate relationship you develop with those animals.
You ever feel like, well, we really shouldn't be out there pestering these animals at night with a big bright light?
No, I've been involved doing this, you might say professionally, for 9 years. They don't pester too easy. You need to remember that they're on top of the food chain. They have no natural predators up here. There are no wolves here. They don't see us as a threat at all. They don't see automobiles as a threat, and that's why there are so many accidents involving moose. They will stand in the middle of the road and just stare at an oncoming car because they're the kings of the forests up here, and why should they move? It's their forest.
Mr. Charest, thank you for talking with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
From Berlin, New Hampshire, Norman Charest of Northern Forest Tours.